In Indian country, the upcoming wildfire season can be a welcome time. That's because unemployment on reservations can reach 70%, and temporary firefighting jobs can become a major part of a family's income. Each year, the Bureau of Indian Affairs puts on a week-long rookie camp to train new firefighters. This year, more than 200 people from three Montana reservations are learning basic fire behavior, survival techniques, and how to use their hand tools to halt an advancing wildfire. Jackie Yamanaka of Yellowstone Public Radio recently visited the training camp on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation and has this sound portrait.
Say this tree bark's burning, and you want to use your Pulaski, pull it off. Use this to dig all what you can out of there. Once it's on the ground, you bust it up. Everything is busted up in little pieces. You know what I mean? You don't got to go a million pieces, but you bust it up. You break all the embers off of it. Dry mopping, when they talk about dry mopping, this would be dry mopping. We don't have a water source. Dry mopping, you can mix it up. You can stand and mix it one pile for an hour. Walk away, turn around a minute later and look at it, and it's there it is smoking again.
My name is Jamie St. Marks, and I've been fighting fires for 11 years now out of Fort Peck. And coming from reservation, this is really a lot of income and provides a lot of jobs for us. Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, if you had had an opportunity to do something else, do you think you would have gone that route instead of fighting fires?
I think I would have maybe in the wintertime and stuff, but come summertime, you know, this is, once you get this into your system, it's part of your blood, you know. I had a 2-year break in between there where I did another job, but it was something that I missed so much, you know, and I see firefighters go by all the time, and boy, it just get my blood pumping because it's an adrenaline rush for me to be part of this. And it's just something, like I said, once it gets into your blood, it's there for good. It's, you know, I always call it a paid vacation because I like to get, I'm adventurous, I like to get out there, I like to teach people things that I've learned.
Typical day will probably, as far as hours, is going to be 12 to 16-hour shifts where you'll be hiking up steep mountains, fighting fire in about 90-degree weather, digging line right next to the fire. They're pretty new, but they'll slowly get used to. Some of them won't come back. That's just, I'd say about 5 to 10% won't come back, won't want to do this again.
Can I get your name?
Cordell Forbear.
And what prompted you to sign up for rookie camp?
To me, it seemed interesting. I mean, something else. You know, maybe it'd be a career for me to change in a different direction. I was a janitor in it.
So, I mean, you know you're going to be out on
fire. Yeah, I'm going to be out this summer.
The hazard and everything
The hazard doesn't bother me. I mean, what you learn here, it sticks with you. It does. They teach you a lot.
Being a Native American, you know, we've come a long ways, you know, like, and I enjoy seeing that people out here, they're happy to be part of the land and working and trying to preserve Mother Nature, you know, and keeping it safe. There you go. Good job, fella.
That was Jamie St. Marks, Cordell Forbear, and Ray Hart at the firefighters' camp on Montana's Northern Cheyenne Reservation. The trainees are now waiting to be called out on their first wildfire. This sound portrait was produced by Jackie Yamanaka of Yellowstone Public Radio.